And we're back. You're listening to the Waterboys version of Van Morrison's Sweet Thing, which I believe is the greatest version ever of that song, and definitely worth a listen to, especially they have a little ode to the Beatles there at the end of that song. And again, I'm Alderman Don Brown, soon to be known as former Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the former office of Alderman Don Brown, of future former office of Alderman Don Brown. Am I saying that right, Sam? Yeah. So the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, and our commitment to making America great again is making Waukesha and Wisconsin more Irish again. And helping me out here is Martina from Madison, who I didn't know has some strong Irish roots, as well as a real passion for the history and the music. And yeah, Martina and I may be picking a song out. But before we do that, Martina, let me ask you, here's a one. Have you ever heard of the Renin Ambush?
No.
Okay.
What's that?
And I've got, so my first trip to Ireland, it was in 94. It was after my grandmother passed away. So it was in that summer. And I get there, and I'm actually spending, you know, 4th of July in Ireland, in my ancestral homeland, and or my alma patria, if you will, because I'm a citizen there. And I'm like, well, this is odd, an American in Ireland on 4th of July. How do we do that? Or what? And to me, it was like, okay, I was always curious about what my family's ties were to the Anglo-Irish War and the Civil War. And I'm staying with my grandfather's only living brother out of 15 kids. And he's living there in the same hill where my family's lived in Ireland for 400 years. It's called Dromelahy Hill. It's about 7 miles east or inland from Kirush in the west of County Clare. And so we're driving. He's taking me to Milltown Mallbay to show me the house where my grandmother was born. So Milltown Mallbay and you know, the wee village that my family is from, Cora Clare, about, you know, maybe 10 miles away. So we're driving there, and we go around a bend, and there's a hill, and at the bottom of the hill, there's a monument. And my Uncle Mickey says, that's the Renin Ambush Memorial. And he said, your grandmother had a brother who was in that ambush. He lost his foot as a result of the battle. And I did a little more deep digging. Turns out my grandmother had two brothers in that ambush. And it's context in Irish history. It was the first ambush against the Crown forces of Great Britain in that Anglo-Irish War. And it definitely had an impact because they basically took out that. I mean, they had prisoners. You know, many were killed. And it would have been a very successful raid. But the problem was there was a similar ambush that happened down the road. It wasn't even an ambush. It was an assassination. It was a hit on a leader. And so it resulted in some serious retaliation from the Black and Tans and British government. And that whole town of Milltown Mallbay, where my grandmother was from, you know, homes were burned, people were killed, and I believe that's where my great great uncle Pat had his foot shot off. But you know, to hear that story, you know, on 4th of July, it was riveting for me to know that my family were, you know, had a part in all of that. And so, but anyway, we were talking about a song that you like, or that's a favorite of yours, or one that maybe we could sing if I know the lyrics. If not, we'll give you the, we'll let you take over. But what were you thinking? What's one of your favorite Irish songs?
Well, I started out with "If You're Irish, Come Into the Parlor," but let's come back to that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, whether they like it or not.
Right. Yep. That is true.
Party, party, all day long. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, party.
Yep.
Anyhow, but one of my favorites is "Galway Bay." You know that one?
I do. I don't remember the lyrics. I know "Galway Shawl," or at least I know the first. I know the chorus line of "Galway Shawl." So,
but let me give you one verse and a half of "Galway Bay."
All right.
If you ever go across the seas to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clada, and see the sun go down on Galway Bay.
I do know that one. Lovely. Yeah, you did. Yeah, the voice of an angel, Martina. Love it. Sam's clapping in the studio. So she agrees, shaking her head up and down. That was wonderful. Yeah. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
The best part is the last verse.
Go ahead.
Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Martina, there are chills going up my spine. That was fun. That was fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing. Do you know the Galway shawl? Should I try a... I'll give you so this is my best. This is my party piece, or one of them. And again, I don't have that's why I love Shane McGowan so much, because we have that same low voice. But so Galway Shaw was she wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no none at all. She wore her bonnet with no ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. How'd I do? Be honest, brutally honest.
Great. I remember it now, thanks to you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Martine.
One more item of clothing, though, black and tan. Heard you mention the black and tan.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Len sings this wonderful song, "Come Out You Black and Tans, Come Out and Fight Me Like a Man."
And people don't know enough about, the black and tans were essentially mercenaries. They were like the dregs of the British military, guys that I don't think you could put them in normal society, because many of them were murderers, rapists. And to save money, they had these leftover uniforms. I think they were used out in... for the desert, I forget where, but they weren't very serviceable for the part of the world that they were either fighting in or had control over or were colonizing. But so there was these tan, khaki pants, and then these black leather jackets, and that's what they, instead of putting them in uniform, they suited them in that, and they were thugs and they were mercenaries, and they, people always say that, oh yeah, they were just following orders and they were this, that, and the other, and they were not. They came to do a very dirty job there, and they did. And it's horrific to think of some of the atrocities I've learned that they've committed there. So, but going back to the music, I wanted to share with you, Martina. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Chicago in the early '90s, there was like a big Celtic revival going on there, and
yeah, I was remembering all.
Yeah, and I was managing an Irish pub in Evanston, where Northwestern University is. And it was called Tommy Nevin's Pub, or Nevin's Pub for short, and the owner had named the pub after his maternal grandfather, who came from Galway. And we used to have a picture in the pub. His grandfather, he served in the American Army in World War I, in the Great War. And had a very close relationship with our owner, and had a really big influence on his life. And so there were a lot of Galway themes in the pub there. And on Sunday nights, Sunday days, we'd have the sessions, and those were wonderful. Like, some of the best musicians in the world would lead that. And then in the evening, we had a band called the Muck Brothers, and they would they're kind of like the Pogues. They'd take traditional Irish music and really rock it out. So we're going to go to a quick break, but stick around, more to talk about this. Martine, if you don't mind waiting, I think I found my co-host for this special St. Patrick's Day. You've really added a lot of fun to this. So don't go away. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn direct on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day as the sun is starting to shine. Kate Mila Falcha.